Game one tonight in Milwaukee, Bucks Raptors. Here's Jack Armstrong, our TSN Raptors analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. What's the buzz like in Milwaukee, Jack?
Pretty cool. People are into it. They're fired up. I'm actually walking the streets of Milwaukee as we speak. I walking over to the arena. I'm about a block away. I'm actually staring at the Bradley Center, which was torn down, so it's still being torn down at this moment. It's right next door to the new arena, which is absolutely gorgeous. So people here are all in, and it should be a tremendous atmosphere here tonight as well as on Friday night.
Well, this team has been, Milwaukee, incredibly consistent all year. Very efficient offensively, defensively. They've got depth. But I don't think they're a perfect team. There's no such thing as a perfect team. But they're raw. They're young. You know, I get the sense that the Raptors are being perceived as this massive underdog, and I just don't see it. I mean, I think Milwaukee, they got to prove it, but Milwaukee's still got something to prove as well, as far as I'm concerned. They haven't won titles. Like, I think the Raptors should feel pretty confident here, Jack.
No, I don't think they should be a massive underdog either. I do think they are an underdog, based upon the fact that, you know, the Bucks this season have been the best team in the NBA. So give them that credit. Nonetheless, here you are, and first team to four. So to me, I think that they have a legitimate shot in this series. They have an even greater shot if their second unit gives them something, because I think one of the strengths of this Bucks team, and they're able to play so hard on both sides of the ball, is the fact that their second unit's really good, and they come in and they score points. And you know, so to me, Norm Powell and Fred VanVleet, who've struggled in the first two rounds, got to give them something in this series. And I think if they do, suddenly the Raptors are able to close that gap, because, you know, Milwaukee is a terrific team on both ends, not just on defense, but on offense.
Jack, when you compare the two teams, you can break it down any which way you like it, but doesn't it come down to making shots, especially the three ball? I think Kawhi created 47 threes throughout the playoffs. They've made 17. So he's creating these opportunities for his teammates, and they're not making them.
No, you're right. And to me, I think that's a big deal. I think the ability to generate good shots has been there. They've done a good job with it. Now, the other part of it, though, is this. The Raptors' defense in the postseason has been terrific. And I think when you're doing that, I think it takes something out of your offense. Because, you know, like you look at the game on Sunday, and I had the benefit of sitting courtside, which was really cool. Both teams, I mean, they just laid it on the line. That was a heavyweight fight. I mean, guys were just playing their hearts out on every play. And you say, well, this is a terrible offensive game. Well, that's where it shows, you know. So I think the Raptors have, you know, done the same thing. I mean, I think they've been so committed defensively that I think it takes away from it a little bit. And you have an older roster. And so now for the Raptors, to me, I think a big key is going to be, you know, particularly after tonight, where you have only a day off in between every game. You know, your bench, your depth is going to be tested in this series. And you got to get something more out of that. And I think that's a critical component.
With Jack Armstrong, our TSN Raptors analyst, ahead of game one tonight, Raptors in Milwaukee, take it on the Bucks. Pascal Siakam, this has been a platform season for him. I think he probably should end up winning most improved player. But this is the chance for him to really send a message out to the rest of the NBA, because I don't expect that he will outperform Giannis. But if he can keep him in check to an extent, I think this will say a lot about him. I mean, what do you make of this matchup? And I know it's going to come down to team defense and everything you just detailed, but there are going to be times where Siakam just squares up against Giannis. How do you think he's going to handle that?
Oh, I'm excited about it. I think he's... The thing I love about him is he's fearless, and he loves the challenge. He goes after people. He's confident, but an earned confidence, not a cocky confidence. He's a young man who's mature. He's paid the price. And to me, I think when you go into things and you know you're prepared and you've paid the price, then you know you also deserve success and the opportunity to have some moments that you're in the middle of that you can make an impact. So I think he'll be ready on defense to move his feet and try to keep Giannis out of the lane and make him take contested shots. And on the other hand, he's gonna attack them. He's gonna if the Raptors are able to get this game going in a pretty good pace. And I think both of these teams like to go up and down a little bit. I think that helps Toronto, and in particular, that helps Siakam because he's just so terrific running the floor, and his ability to finish, and he's a tough cover in space. And Giannis, I think, can cover him, but when you start talking about guys like Mirotić guarding him, Aurelius Sova, those are bad matchups for Milwaukee. So to get him in space as much as possible would really be beneficial.
Beyond Giannis, who's the one guy that scares you a bit on Milwaukee?
Oh, Middleton, because I think he's done a good job in the four games. It's actually the three games that he played against Kawhi Leonard. He made him work. No one stops Kawhi Leonard. No one stops Giannis. But nonetheless, he's a guy that can impact because he does it on both ends. And he's a streaky guy, but he could, pop three or four threes and a half and change the game. And just in general, I think from a trait, I would say Milwaukee's spurt ability. I don't know if that's a word, but they're the type of team that, it's going good, And then, they mix and match with some of their starters and some of their reserves. And, you go through a drought where you miss three shots in a row and suddenly it's a 9-0 run. That's the thing that scares me a little bit about them is, again, they have guys that can do it offensively, particularly the benefit they have of starting at home really helps them.
Well, Jack, I think if John Daly can ride a cart around the PGA Championship, you should have a cart in Milwaukee. From the hotel to the arena, there's no reason for you walking around there. Find a way to get a cart.
I ran 5 miles today on the lake. This is actually a really cool city to run in. It's beautiful. There are beaches on the lake and everything. And I just said, hey, I want to push. So I walked a mile over here to the arena.
Leo doing when you were running?
I'm sure he's taking Uber. But see, and the other thing that's great about Milwaukee is that post-game, it's known as Brewtown. So I figure, now I have less guilt after the game.
That's right. Put your work in during the day and have a great time at night. Sounds like a plan, buddy.
I think it's reverse psychology. I'm not sure what it is, but I feel better about myself.
Enjoy yourself down there, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
There's Jack Armstrong, our TSN Raptors analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Red Tag Days are back. Purchase any new vehicle and get a $500 gift certificate to Appliance Canada, plus get rates from 0%. Visit MapleToyota.com.